All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And every week on this show, we talk about various issues dealing with mental health from a much more holistic perspective, meaning the balance between body, mind, and spirit. And the phrase, tell the truth faster, is a very important phrase in terms of the work that I do. What I teach, a lot of my clients kind of see it as a mantra for themselves. It's not just always about speaking the truth out loud, but it's about internally knowing and identifying your own truth inwardly and speaking it in the context of relationship with another human being, with a higher power, and moving it as quickly as possible. So it's not building and building and building over hours, days, years, or even a lifetime, as many of us have experienced, so that we're not consuming so much of our energy repressing what needs to be said, what we rehearse in our heads, and how we shut down and avoid life because of things left unsaid and the fear attached to it. So I want to welcome you tonight to the show, and tonight's topic is actually going to repeat something that I did actually on my second show. Tonight we're talking about intimacy and relationships. I actually had an unusual situation. For 12 weeks I've been doing the show, and I have a website, tellthetruthfaster.com, which talks about the show and what topics are going to be on, and has a way of emailing me. And unusually, actually unexpectedly, I've gone through 12 weeks and haven't received a single email from anybody. And I know people have been listening because I've gotten phone calls from people I know that have listened, and we've had callers call in. And so I finally called my web host and said, you know, something must be wrong. I mean, I can't imagine not getting any emails. And we checked it out, and the account settings were wrong. And as soon as I corrected them, 20 emails showed up from the last 12 weeks. So for those of you that have contacted me, thank you so much. And please accept my apologies for not responding. I am doing so now. And I'm grateful that you took the time to write and comment. And hopefully you'll even call in. This is a live call-in show, so remember the 800, it's 866-277-5369. And since I have no guests tonight, any of you listeners, you're my guests tonight, so please feel free to call in and talk about how this issue relates to you, talk about your own relationships or maybe some problems you're facing in it, and let's see what we can do online. So, intimacy, relationships, get in touch for a minute with, as soon as you hear those words, what kind of feelings come up? Be honest, tell the truth to yourself right now. Maybe you're in a relationship right now that is just heavenly, and maybe that scares you. Maybe you're in a relationship right now that's heavenly, and you are just enjoying the bliss and the love and the light. And maybe that's new for you. Maybe it's something you're easily able to do. Maybe you're single, thinking, what's wrong with me? Everyone else seems to be in a relationship. Why can't I? And as soon as one shows up, you go running the other way. Or you're so desperate that you think something really must be wrong with you. Instead of just finding peace in what your life is about and realizing that intimacy exists in so many ways, not just in the form of a primary relationship, a mate, a lover, a wife, husband. There is a teacher of mine named Sandra Ray. Goes back, gee, 17, 18 years now, and I first met Sandra at one of her Loving Relationships training, and it's actually where my training as a rebirther was received. And one of the things that I really like about her book, Loving Relationships, especially the first one, and what the training does is it really helps open our minds to the concept of intimacy being so much more than just about our connection to another human being in a primary relationship. Intimacy is about everything. We have an intimate relationship with our body. We have an intimate relationship with our health, an intimate relationship with our career and occupation, maybe even our job, an intimate relationship with money, an intimate relationship with family, with God, however we define it. There's an intimate relationship with your car, with your clothes, and all of it reflects very often the same belief systems, the same mental processes. You know, if you feel that you don't deserve love and intimacy, then a lot of that stuff may be kept at bay and just feels like life isn't working. And there is intimacy that involves romance. And another teacher of mine, Marianne Williamson, has a book called Enchanted Love, The Mystical Power of Intimate Relationships. And in her introduction, she writes, "True romance is not a situation so much as it is a realm of being, a realm unlike any other, permeating the air around us yet oddly invisible. It exudes a mystical power that calls to most of us once we are past a certain age. There is something there we want because we are human, and it clearly answers a basic human need. True romance answers our need for adventure, for meaning, for magic, and for deep and soulful connection with another. It answers our spiritual as well as our emotional cravings. It is to grown-ups what the entire inventory of a toy store is to children. It makes our eyes grow large and bright the way theirs do when they see, when they have seen Santa Claus. In a very real sense, it is Santa Claus." And I really like that because it really takes us into a very poetic and romantic way of looking at intimate relationships. Another thing I want to read to you is about risks, and this comes from a packet from some 12-step materials. "To laugh is to risk appearing the fool. To weep is to risk appearing sentimental. To reach out for another is to risk involvement. To explore, to expose feelings is to risk exposing your true self. To place your ideas, your dreams, before a crowd is to risk their loss. To love is to risk not being loved in return. To live is to risk dying. To hope is to risk despair. To try is to risk failure. But risks must be taken because the greatest hazard in life is to risk nothing. The person who risks nothing does nothing, has nothing, and is nothing. That person may avoid suffering and sorrow, but they cannot learn, feel, change, grow, love, or live. Chained by their certitudes, they are a slave. They have forfeited their freedom. Only a person who risks is free." Now, when we're talking about relationships, we're talking about taking risks. When we're talking about intimacy, we're talking about risking being vulnerable. I have a definition that I use in my own workshops. I've been doing a workshop on intimacy, which includes rebirthing, for about 16 years now. And the definition I work with in that workshop is intimacy is an expression of our natural desire for connection. I'll say it again. Intimacy is an expression of our natural desire for connection. And if you think of those words, the ones that jump out to me are natural and connection. It's a very natural thing to want to connect with other human beings, to feel connected, connected to the world, connected to your body, connected to a sense of purpose. All these things are about intimacy. It's natural to need and to desire. And the word desire is important, too, there, because most of us have this negative connotation about desires, like somehow it's wrong to have desires. And most of us were taught that as children. Okay? But it's a natural desire for connection. If you think back to being in the womb, you are connected to another human being, meaning your mother, through this umbilical cord, which is the most intimate connection you're ever going to have in a lifetime. You're feeding through her blood system everything. You're feeling what she feels. You're experiencing her experiences and having your own in there. It's a very deep, intimate connection. And it's fun. You're floating around in there. Everything, for the most part, for most of us, was easy and natural. And then all of a sudden, you're too big, and you know it's time to get out of there. And one of the first things that happen is that cord gets cut. That intimate connection is let go. And most of us spend the rest of our lives trying to find that connection, to get back inside that womb, instead of realizing that the connection as beings outside the womb involves a lot of other things, may never be exactly the same, but the spiritual connection can be just as deep and just as meaningful. If you even think of what sex looks like, it's about trying to get back inside someone or someone getting back inside you. Again, looking for that intense connection, and all too many of us go looking for it on a physical level or a sexual level and forget about the spiritual and emotional levels. Those are often the more frightening ones to many of us, but they're the most essential ones. Without our willingness to go there, there's no true intimacy. Think about the relationship you're in right now. Anyone that's listening, think about the relationship you're in right now with another person. If it's a lover, a husband, or a wife, fine. If it's a brother, sister, parent, boss, somewhere there's a relationship you're in right now. Now think of that same relationship and think about the relationship you'd really like to have with them. Think about the differences you'd like to have in terms of your ability to communicate and express yourself. The differences, the different ways you wish they would express themselves. And what does that feel like? How is life different in that relationship where things are spoken truly, felt deeply, expressed profoundly? Just spend a moment with that. How many of you are listening can think of that relationship and desire a more natural connection, a more intimate connection, even if it's at work with a boss or an employee, so that the work situation is healthier? Think about relationships you've had in the past, and think about for a moment how those relationships are still playing out today in your life, even if you haven't seen that person in a decade. That's what happens. That's what happens that keeps us from connecting, that builds our fear. And the key is to start telling the truth faster. So we'll be back in just a few minutes after this break. And we'll be speaking more about intimacy and relationships.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Has your child been labeled with a mental illness? Has your child been referred to psychological counseling without your knowledge or consent? Are your parental rights being threatened by officials unless you agree to drug treatment of your child for a mental illness? The Citizens Commission on Human Rights has received reports throughout the state of harm stemming from wrongful psychiatric labeling and drugging of children with mind-altering psychiatric drugs. If you or anyone you know has had this happen to them, contact the Citizens Commission on Human Rights at 602-265-7641. CCHR investigates and exposes psychiatric abuse of human rights. If you know of any abuses, please contact the Citizens Commission on Human Rights at 602-265-7641. Again, that number is 602-265-7641. 7641.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Medicine 2K with Dr. Alan Miles is on live every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 4:30 here on KFNX. If you're looking for a talk show covering all areas of medicine, including cutting-edge therapies for the 21st century, you need to listen to Medicine 2K. Dr. Miles is a diplomat of the American Board of Anti-Aging and has practiced as a physician in the Sun City area for more than 20 years. His show will feature world-renowned guests, get the facts straight from the experts. Got a health question? Listen to the Medicine 2K Saturdays from 4 to 4:30 right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and this is Tell the Truth Faster. Every Thursday night, we talk about different issues regarding mental health from a more holistic perspective. And I actually meant to say something at the very beginning of the program, and that is actually I'm dedicating tonight's show to two friends who are celebrating birthdays in this last week. My friend Catherine Williams, who is 45, and my very good friend, Aunt Rose, who turned 92 last week. And I love them both, and this show tonight goes out to both of them in an appropriate topic on intimacy and relationships. So I know that there was a caller, and they're having some difficulties, so they're going to call back in. But if there are any other callers, this is a live show, and feel free to call in and contribute, ask a question, talk about an issue you're trying to, deal with, and the number is 866-277-5369. So I'm talking about intimacy and relationships. It's also timely that I'm talking about this again because when I started, I talked about Sandra Ray and loving relationships, and actually the weekend training, Loving Relationships training, is going to be taking place here in Los Angeles the weekend of November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And it's actually the first time in, I think, over 10 years that they're doing the workshop, the weekend training here. So I highly recommend it to anybody in the area. We've been talking about, I just defined intimacy as a expression of our natural desire for connection. And there's a direct tie-in with our self-esteem and our ability to be intimate. There, you know, I'm in Los Angeles. I have lots of clients who are in the entertainment industry, and actors, actresses, models, things like that. And if any of you go to a gym and work out, or obviously see movies and things like that, you see a lot of physical beauty, a lot of buff bodies, a lot of trim bodies on the women. And a lot of us think, well, these people must have it all together. You know, they look confident, they look strong. They look powerful and look what they're doing in the world and stuff. And, you know, what physical beauty we may see on the outside does not necessarily or always match the insecurities and the fears that go on the inside. And some of the biggest names, very often you'll read stories about how scared they are to go on stage. I mean, you know, Barbara Streisand being one of them that talks about her stage fright, and, you know, so many others. So people that you think are on top of everything, that must have incredible relationships because they look so good, not always the case. And I don't think it takes a genius to figure that out. The self-esteem, very often what people are doing on the outside, working out at the gym excessively, aerobics classes, dieting, all that is so fear-based. Fear that somebody else is going to look better, somebody else is going to get a better part, someone else will get the job I want, someone else will get the man or the woman that I want, and I have to be perfect. And usually that thought comes from, I'm not perfect, I'm inadequate. And I've seen amazing competition bodybuilders still looking in the mirror and think they're not big enough, still think that they're scrawny, and compared to the other bodybuilders, just haven't worked out enough. There's an obsession that comes to hide the internal fear that somehow their ugliness, their lack of desirability is going to be seen. So what goes on the outside? You know, no big insight here is that it often is not matched with what's going on internally. And quite the contrary. There are people who really don't put that much emphasis on how their bodies are, you know, how they look, whatever, and yet they can be the most secure, confident, loving, compassionate people that you ever wanted to meet. Only a lot of people may not find that out. Why? Because there's a judgment. You know, there's a judgment that they don't dress perfectly. They're not wearing the right clothes. They don't keep their hair the right way. They're overweight or underweight. And so we put them off. We don't let them get close. We don't find out that there may be an angel inside there that may make a total difference in our own lives. And it's important. All of you know that on some level, at some time, you've done that. You've turned your head away from somebody who is offering you a light, a piece of light, a piece of their heart. So we'll be back and talk about more about intimacy and relationships in a few minutes.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
HealthBeat, the heart of medicine today, will bring you the latest in health news and information every Monday beginning at 7 p.m. Listen to fascinating interviews with experts in the health field. Get tips on improving your health. Also, benefit by learning better ways to stay healthy, happy, and fit. Join HealthBeat, the heart of medicine today, hosted by Dr. Cindy Johnston, every Monday beginning at 7 p.m. right here on AM 1100 KFNX. HealthBeat, the heart of medicine today.
For the well-being of your business, Your business must keep up with technology. Staying on top of it doesn't mean lots of money. It just means having the right information. Tune in to the Business and Technology Hour on AM 1100 KFNX. Edward Gutman will help small and medium businesses understand just what it takes to keep up with the ever-changing technologies. With over 15 years of experience with Novell and Microsoft, Edward can answer virtually any question you may have. Tune in every Thursday at 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. for the Business and Technology Hour, only on AM 1100 KFNX.
If you are interested in making the changes necessary to improve your life and overall well-being, but are not sure where to start, enter the gate at The Open Grove with Claudia Christian every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. The Open Grove is forward-thinking, interactive radio dedicated to providing listeners with practical information on how to move forward toward wholeness. If you believe in change and want to hear a positive message, enter The Open Grove with Claudia Christian, only on AM 1100 KFNX.
Should I have insurance to cover my pet? What about holistic care for my animal? What technological advances in veterinary medicine are available to my pet? Where can I go for answers? If you're a pet owner or considering getting a pet, listen to Dr. Diane Levitan on Speaking of Pets every Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. So for an informative and fun hour on animal issues, tune in to Dr. Diane Levitan as she hosts Speaking of Pets from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
Here's your current KFNX weather forecast, heard at the top and bottom of every hour. You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique program. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And tonight we're talking about intimacy and relationships and waiting for some callers. The toll-free number is 866-277-5369. Feel free to call in either with a question or if you have some issues that you're dealing with that you'd like some help with. That's what we're here for. We were talking about self-esteem and intimacy, and there's another connection also that people tend to make and confuse, and that has to do with sex and intimacy. You know, I've done a couple of shows recently on sex, sex addiction, sex workers in the porn industry. There is the difference between, again, even with sex, where sex can be something that we use to create separation instead of that connection that we desire, even though in our minds we think we're getting the connection, that by seeking another body, by seeking an orgasm with another body, that in our minds it's an effort to maintain or experience a connection with another human being. And that leads many people into compulsive sexual acting out. It leads people to maybe anonymous one-night stands. It leads people into relationships that are more purely sexually based without any kind of connection mentally or emotionally or spiritually. And I know good sex has kept people in relationships longer than they needed to be in them because they were so destructive and dysfunctional in so many other ways. So you have this issue of intimacy and sex, where sex, for many people, can play this role of detachment and separation. Even in a marriage or in a committed relationship, whether it's a gay relationship, lesbian relationship, heterosexual relationship, it doesn't really matter. You could be physically and sexually intimate with a human being. someone that you care about. But limit the level of intimacy because you're not risking. You're not risking the emotions, the communication. You're not risking asking for what you need and talking about things that really are not working for you and looking for solution, getting help if you need it. And sex then becomes an escape. And when it's not working within the relationship, whether it's the computer, whether it's anonymous sex in various locations, sex then becomes the focus of satisfying that need. It's brief, it's not fulfilling, and it usually ends up blowing up in our faces, so to speak. Now, sex also can be an expression, an extension and an expression of that desire for connection, that natural desire for connection. When the heart is there, when the mind is there, and the body and the genitals also show up, it's like the complete picture. If you think of a time in your life, maybe it's a current relationship you're in, where you had that experience of a sexual lovemaking, mutually loving time sexually with somebody that you really cared about, and the peak, even if there wasn't even an orgasm involved in it. A lot of people mistake orgasm as the goal of sex as opposed to the foreplay and the love making. But think of a time, even if it was momentary, that you can remember where you felt no fear, barriers down, heart open, mind open, spirit connected to another human being while making love and having sex. Now think of times when you're with somebody that you really do love. And my guess is almost everyone listening can think of maybe an ongoing pattern or a moment where maybe the love was so deep that making love that deeply was so frightening for you that you found your mind going elsewhere in the middle of lovemaking. You found yourself detaching in some way. You found yourself judging in some way what was going on. You found yourself feeling guilty about the immensity of the pleasure that you might be feeling. And if your belief is you don't deserve love, you don't deserve pleasure and all that stuff, that would be an easy one to go to. So think for a moment. Know that these two extremes that I just mentioned are common, and that almost everyone can relate to it at some point or another, being on either end of that connection or that fear of the connection. And the sex part of it, people have this intense sexual experience usually when they first meet one another or they first start dating. Usually, there's this major attraction. Well, you know the phrase, familiarity breeds contempt. For some people, that's very true. I mean, the closer they get, the more they know someone, the less erotic they may start feeling. All of a sudden, it moves out of the realm of the fantasy of who this other person is, the fantasy of the romance. And now you have day-to-day living to go through, you know, of taking out the garbage and cleaning the house and paying bills and maybe taking care of kids or pets or even each other. And sometimes that diminishes the eroticism. And so people start translating, well, the spark's gone out of the relationship. Something must be wrong. Maybe I don't love this person as much. Maybe they don't love me as much because they put so much stock in that peak experience of the sex, of the eroticism, of the fantasy. Instead of being able to maintain the spirit connection, the heart connection, the mind connection, and understand that the sexual expression of all this may have its highs and lows, but it doesn't mean all the other stuff is missing anymore in the relationship. So when you think about it, it's really up to the two people involved in that relationship to be able to tell the truth faster, to be able to communicate, to be able to say, I'm missing that part of this relationship. Or let's spark it up a little bit. And that doesn't necessarily mean going over the edge or bringing, you know, other people into the sex. It means about talking out your fears, what's keeping you distant, reminding each other how much you love each other, and how much beauty you see when you look in each other's eyes. And again, for some people that's risky, to be that intimate and that vulnerable. Think about being with your partner when you're 75 years old. Are you going to be shut down, or are you going to still be making love to them? And making love comes in very many forms. It may be naked bodies, being erotic and sexual. Making love may be cooking someone their favorite dinner, holding and cuddling. We all need physical contact. We grow from physical contact. Babies are grow and are nurtured and encouraged through being held and rocked and patted on the head. Physical contact is something we never grow out of wanting and needing. So think of yourself at age 75 with your partner at the same age. You know, the sex drive doesn't end for most people at that age. I've known people at 90 still talking about a fantastic sex life with their partner, the one they've been with for 40 or 50 years, because the love is so strong. I had two clients, two gay men actually. One was 70 years old, one was 65 when they met. And they've been talking about how it's been the best sex they've ever had, and how much they love each other. That's amazing. And I said to them, thank you. You're an inspiration to me. Something to look forward to and to create here, and gives me hope. And I use them as an example very often. So think about your relationship now. What's missing? What keeps you from reaching out and being sexual? What keeps you from reaching out to your loved one and holding them? What keeps you from allowing yourself the joy and pleasure of expressing your natural desire for connection in a myriad of ways, not just sexually, emotionally, in the things you do for one another, in the things you say to one another, how you speak to one another, the respect you offer one another? And this is the important part of what intimacy is about. That we get beyond just the physical and sexual, but not ignore the physical and sexual. So we'll be back in just a few minutes after this break. And we'll be speaking more about intimacy and relationships.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Stop. Are you paying too much and getting too little out of your web host? 86 your host and get 86hosts.com, a local business with 20 years tech experience with the internet, featuring the latest in technology and the fastest lines. No more traffic jams. 86hosts.com makes it easy for everyone to get their website running smoothly, and their courteous, friendly staff will help you out when you need a hand. Can't design a website? 86hosts.com has affordable web page developing shipping and design from prices as low as $14.95 a month. 86host.com is the best bargain around. This isn't a bare bones package. $14.95 a month includes everything from shopping carts to counters, guest books, and 25 megs of space. Get the most with 86host.com. Call us at 480-425-9188. That's 480-425-9188. Or visit 86host.com. 86 your host. Get 86host.com now.
Find out how restructuring the way you think can improve your performance and enhance your immune system. Every Friday, Dr. Bree Darby, a biochemist, immunologist, and licensed psychologist, will host Optimal Health with Dr. Darby, a program designed to educate listeners about the way your thoughts release biochemicals that affect your health. Learn practical approaches to improve your body's response to stressful situations. Tune in to Optimal Health with Dr. Darby, Fridays, 4 to 5 p.m. right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
As a leader, what do you think about all day? Straight line planning or flexible mapping? Tactical survival or long-term success? Wednesday morning, spend an hour thinking with Russ Marriott, an expert on helping executives move beyond ordinary management. Brainstorm with Russ on your way to work. Listen to interviews with successful leaders, authors, and inventors. That's Thinking with Russ Marriott, Wednesday mornings at 7 on AM 1100, KFNX.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back. This is Stuart Altshuler, and tonight we're talking about intimacy and relationships. A couple of months ago, I actually had a client ask me a question that was put in a very good way. And what he said was, can he feel the intensity that he felt in his dysfunctional relationship in a healthy relationship? Think of that question. Think of a dysfunctional relationship you've been in, and if you say you've never been in one, then you need to tell the truth faster. A lot of us get into that peak experience, that seeking of that high, of the drama, of the romance, of the infatuation, of the game of hooking someone in or getting hooked in, and all the stuff of the drama involved in it. And it often, again, is based on fantasy, on not speaking one's truth, on staying stuck in one's head, on repeating patterns. And there's a familiarity in that intensity that exists in most dysfunctional relationships, which is why we tend to repeat them, because it's familiar. And what's familiar feels, in a strange way, safe, because we know what to expect, in a sense. In a healthy relationship, there's often a sense of joy, calmness, and intensity. But people who are just used to the patterns of repeating these dysfunctional relationships over and over again are looking for that high, that familiar high. And I kind of equate it to like the difference between a drug-induced high versus a natural high. You know, the drug-induced high of the romance, of the drama, of the things that aren't working are working, you know, is he or she calling, aren't they calling, should I call them, all that stuff, as opposed to that natural high of taking a walk in nature, of feeling at bliss and at peace. And it's the same thing in relationship and intimacy. There's a natural high that comes from the heart and the soul when we're at peace in the connection that we're making. And it's just as intense. It may feel different, but it's just as intense. And I think it's an important point to make because people are afraid to try something different, to do something different within a relationship. The arguments seem to keep repeating them, seemingly be the same. And the arguments keep going on, and they're almost the same argument over and over again. I actually had a couple in last night, two guys that I've been counseling on and off for a while. And what I left them with as a way of not repeating the same thing, of not going through the same frustration, of not feeling heard or not getting said what they feel that they needs to be said or not getting what they need, is anytime it's late in the night, they know that the conversation and the argument is repeating itself like it has many times, to stop and agree to say two things to one another. And one person would stop and say, something that I'm doing right now that blocks and complicates the solution here is, and to acknowledge the other person by saying, something that you're saying that I actually agree with but haven't been willing to admit is, and then the other person does the same. What that does, first of all, is, caller, is break the pattern of the defensiveness and pride. Do we have a caller? Okay, we have a caller. Who do we have?
Hi, my name's Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Stuart.
Thanks for calling in.
Sure.
Yeah, what can I do for you? What's
going
on?
Well, I have a question regarding relationships and intimacy.
Okay.
And I'm reading this book right now, this really amazing book called Embracing the Beloved by Stephen and Andrea Levine.
Oh, good, yes.
And I really love everything that's in this book. I finished it, and it's an amazing book about relationship as the path of awakening and mutual healing.
Mm-hmm.
And they definitely emphasize how to embrace and take in your partner's grief and past traumas, and not avoid that, but really sort of take that in and embrace that as your own, and helping them through that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sounds really amazing, but at the same time, whereas it seems like that's a fine line between that and being codependent.
Okay, good.
And which is something for me personally I've been struggling with, is issues of codependency, which I know I tend to fall into, being the fix-it person, the person to be there for that person and help them through this. So how do you balance those two things?
Well, I think that when they're talking about embracing each other's pain and past traumas and grief and things like that, my sense of it would mean that we honor it, that we give our partner the space for it as part of who they are today that we're now sitting in front of and loving, as opposed to allowing them to use that grief and that pain and those past traumas as an excuse and a cop-out to avoid deeper intimacy in this moment with us. So I think it's about honoring each other's past and helping one another open doors for the healing of it and allowing your heart and light to make a safe space for that healing, but it's still up to the other person whether or not they want to see it in those terms and want to move past it and move into a healing space. In other words, all you can do is honor it, embrace it, create a space for the healing to happen. You can't make it happen. Then you get into the codependency of trying to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You see the difference?
Right.
What are your thoughts?
It sounds like when it really comes down to free will then on the part of both partners.
Right.
Whether they want to acknowledge that. I guess.
Well, the free will being, do I want to honor the space that my partner is in? And the free will being, can I accept this and do I want to accept the love that's being offered to me? And am I willing to walk through the doors that it may take for me to actually walk through this pain and heal this pain so that I'm not carrying it around and it's not weighing down me or my relationship? And that's where the free will comes in, but I think free will is always at play in any relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there something that you're doing that you feel is not serving you in terms of embracing someone else's pain or allowing for the healing, your own healing or theirs?
I think possibly earlier in the relationship, yes, but I feel that I've pulled back for myself in that relationship where the problems were coming up and trying to take it less as a sign of incompatibility to me, trying to pull away from that and seeing it more as their issues they're going through, being supportive but not keeping a distance, not to get too immersed in their stuff,
right,
so to speak.
So that you don't drown.
Yeah.
Even if they're choosing to drown, you can throw a life preserver, but if someone's not willing to grab it, why should both of you go down?
Right.
Right.
Right. But sometimes that doesn't feel very compassionate, and it doesn't feel very, very, it feels loving, but it feels a little harsh, too.
Well, but again, that's the difference between codependency and dealing with somebody with an open heart and a lot of love and, you know, a lot of codependent relationships and dysfunctional relationships end up sinking both people because neither one of them or one person is not willing to wake up and say, you know what, this is destructive and I'm not willing to go down with the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you have to start by being loving to yourself before you can really see clearly how to keep your heart open with another being.
Mm-hmm.
It has to start with you. Does that help?
Yes. Yes,
good.
It does.
Good. Thank you for calling, Stephanie.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Stuart.
Bye.
Bye.
And we'll be back in just a few minutes for some closing thoughts.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique programming. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. I'm Stuart Altschuler, a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. Tonight we've been talking about intimacy and relationships. And I want to thank our caller Stephanie for the courage it took to call in and speak her truth and ask her questions. And I'm always grateful when I get a call like that. In closing, actually, intimacy, like I said, comes in many forms. That natural desire for connection can be frightening, but it doesn't have to be. It's all of our responsibilities to heal the blocks that we have that are fear-based, that keep us from really living in the light, in our hearts, in our minds, and expressing spirit in every way. Especially in this age of AIDS, as these last 20 years have been about, it's really forced people to examine their behaviors. For the longest time within the gay community, it's really forced people to take a look at behaviors and what they do with relationships. And interestingly enough, in the last 15 years, I would say most of my colleagues would agree, any therapist that deals with gay or lesbian clients has found that more gay couples are coming into therapy that see the value of maintaining a relationship than just moving on because things get a little rough. And I think as AIDS moves into more of a heterosexual thing in this country, you may find the value of love and connection and relationships making some shifts there. I want to thank all of you for listening. Please tune in next week when we talk about the Society of Earth Angels, which will be about service and volunteerism and its impact on us spiritually and emotionally. And my guest will be Tom Rollerson of the Dream Foundation, an organization that makes, like the Make-A-Wish Foundation, provides wish for adults with life-threatening illnesses. So I'll see you next week. Thank you.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.